Philippians 1:6 talks about he who has done a God who has begun a good work in you, he'll finish it, he'll see it to the end. He started a good work in you. In other words, whatever I start, I'm going to finish. That's how God is. I'm going to start. So God's been messing with me. He's been like, Van, I started something good in you. I'm going to finish it. And so he kind of pointed out some of the things he started out with me. Started something good, and I'm going to finish it. And so he was just kind of talking to me a couple of things. First thing he kind of talked, he said, I need you to understand what I can do and what I can't do. Can and can't. Two words. I need you to get those words. You hear some people that talk about, always say you can, never say you can't. No. Understand, there are two words you got to understand, especially about God. What God can do and what God can't do. Real simple. Bible talks about it. All things are possible with God. God can do anything. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's everywhere. God can do everything. There's nothing impossible with God. And so if God said, I'm going to start and get something done, he's going to get it done. The Bible also talks about it in Hebrews. It says, it's impossible for God to lie. Here's what God can't do. God can't mess up. God can't fail. God can't lose. God always wins. There's nothing he can't do. He can do anything. But he can't fail. So if he says, I'm going to do something, I'm going to start something, I'm going to fix something, I'm going to get it right, he can't. He can't lose. God can't lose. God can do anything. You got it? What he can do, what he can't do. Now, when you begin to understand that, he's helping me to understand this. I'm starting to see this. Okay, God, you're going to start a good work in me. You can do anything. And you can't fail. So I'm beginning to catch this. Now, the devil will lie to you. And he'll make you, from a world standpoint, from what you see and hear and what you sense, he'll make you feel like, God can't do it. God will fail. He's failed. And if you look at the world, you go, man, I thought God was going to do this in me and get this straight in me and get this right in me. And it doesn't look like it's happening. And he's a deceiver and he's a liar. And you got to get to the point where you don't trust the world, your senses. You trust the word. Because God can do anything. And God can't fail. Does that make sense? So, God's messing with me. And he's saying, all right, Van, I'm beginning good work in you. Here's some things I'm working on you about. Okay?
1 John 4,
it talks about he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He's going to cleanse me. He's going to make me right. He's going to get me. He's going to cleanse me from all the right, all sin. He's going to cleanse me. Now, this is a bucket, and it's got dirt in it. All right? I don't know if you know it or not, but all of us is walking around with a bucket of dirt. That's our sin. Everybody's got sin. Everybody's walking. All right? Everybody. You got some, too. All right? Everybody's got a bucket. I just can't. It's in the spirit. All right? We walk around with a bucket. This is my bucket. I got my dirt. I'm walking around with my dirt. All right? I got dirt. You got dirt. People in church got dirt. The people outside church got dirt. Now, what those who don't believe in God and don't follow God, what makes us different is that they're following the one who carry all the dirt, Satan. They're following Satan. And they're following Satan. And Satan is going to make sure they get more dirt. And he's just leading them astray. He's leading them towards more dirt. I got dirt too, but I'm following Jesus. Now, Jesus, God, don't have no dirt. They're clean. They don't have a bucket. They're clean. What makes me different from that one that has dirt is I'm following this one. And as I'm following this one, he's starting to get rid of my dirt. He's cleansing me. Little by little, he's cleansing me. He's working on me. I got dirt just like They got dirt. I'm just following someone who has no dirt. They're following somebody who has more dirt and is going to put them in more dirt, is going to give more dirt, throw more dirt on them. I'm following somebody who doesn't have any dirt. And he's helping me and he's cleansing me as we go. All right? Two things I only, and all I got to do is keep following him. I just got to remember, don't get in this attitude. Number one, don't act like I ain't got no dirt. Now, as I'm following him, don't act, hey, y'all, I ain't got no dirt. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Everything good with me. I'm good. I'm perfect. No, you got dirt. And God's okay. God's going to cleanse you. God started a work on you. He's going to do it. Just don't act like you ain't got no dirt. Or don't act like your dirt better than somebody else's. Oh, my dirt better than yours, Jenny. You know, you got dirt and I got dirt, but mine's better. So God liked me better. No. Just keep following. Just keep walking with him. Yes, you got dirt, but he's going to get rid of it. He started a work. He's going to cleanse you. He's going to get you right. And all I got to do is just keep following. Just keep going. Don't understand, and sometimes I'll get upset. I still got this dirt, and I'm trying to get rid of it. It's a little bit at a time. He's going to get you. He's going to cleanse you. I've started this work. I'm going to get you through. Because sometimes you can get going, you can get all the way down here. I've been walking with him for 40 years, and you can look back and say, man, I still got a lot of dirt here. And you can get discouraged. You can say, man, shoot, I must not be, or God's not, and I'm just not going. No. He's going to finish it. He's going to get it right. Just keep walking. Does that make sense? He's going to get it. He's going to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He's the only one who can do it. Just keep walking. Man, I messed up again. It's okay. Keep walking. Oh, I didn't do this. Keep walking. Keep walking with your dirt. Don't act like you ain't got none. Don't act like you got better dirt. Just keep walking. Keep walking. He started this work. He's going to finish it. He's going to cleanse you. People in the natural, we get upset. We get, man, you've been walking with the Lord and you ain't fixed yet. Graham, good Lord, you're a priest. You ain't fixed yet. Graham, I know all your dirt's gone, right? No. Mine ain't either. Man, you've been... I know. I'm still... I believe his word. He's going to finish the good work in me. Keep walking. Don't get discouraged. Yes, people might talk about him. Did you know what Van did? It's all right. Keep walking. I don't know if you... ever paid attention, I know you probably did. Some big pastors, big time ministers, and they mess up and they get caught. What are they supposed to do? What do you do when you're a big time minister, big time preacher, big time pastor, and you get caught with dirt? What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to quit? You're supposed to give up and say, well, might as well go to hell. What are you supposed to do? Keep, yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Messed up. You made a promise. I just got to keep with your word. It's your word. You said you began a good work in me. You're going to finish it. You knew all this from the beginning. All right, I'm going to keep walking. Everybody got it? Keep walking. You're okay. Keep walking. The devil will try to beat you up and make you feel like you're a dog. Just keep walking. Yes, you got dirt, but just keep walking. Does that make sense? I mean, that's what he's dealing with me. That's one. Two. John 3:30 talks about he must increase and I must decrease. You ever, this is a jar, you You ever had something in a jar and you're trying to get all of it out? And you'll get a... Or you're trying to get... Because it's either it's good or you're just trying to get it out. I mean, and this is the picture I had. God, it was like God was trying to... He was getting everything out of me. God said, man, I'm going to get everything out of you. He was getting everything. And I was like, God, what are you doing? Because I don't know if you ever felt like this. Like, it's like, I'm giving all I can give. And it's like people keep taking from me and people keep pulling from me and people keep wanting stuff. And ain't nobody giving me nothing. You ever felt like that sometimes? It's like people just pulling and wanting and asking and after you. And it's like you keep giving and keep giving and then you get tired sometimes. You're like, ain't nobody doing nothing for me. And ain't nobody helping me. And it's like you keep giving and you keep doing and you keep, you know, and everybody's with my kids pulling from me, my wife pulling from me, my husband pulling from me, family pulling from me, my neighbors pulling from me, my work pulling from me. Everybody's keep pulling. And it's like, God, you just... And what God is doing, God, he was messing with me. He said, Van, I'm trying to get everything out of you. That's not me. Because I want you completely empty. Because before I feel this, he must increase, I must decrease. I got to get all of you out. I said I'm going to do a good work in you. I'm going to increase in your life. But I'm going to get everything out of you. I'm going to get all the you out of you. I'm going to get all the selfishness out of you. I'm going to get all of it out of you. Man, you didn't know this, but you're kind of selfish. I'm going to get everything out of you. So there ain't no more you. It's me. And so I'm going to put you through until there's no more you. And then I'm going to fill it with me. I'm trying to, you know why I'm putting you through what you're going through? Because I don't want none of you. I'm trying to get you to your end. I'm trying to get everything out of you. There's some people that just push you. It's not hard, but they can push you to your end. They can drive you almost, you'd be like, about to go crazy. God, what's going on? Oh, I'm getting everything out of you that ain't me. That makes sense a little bit. This is a good work. I've started. He must increase, and I'm gonna do this good work. Van, I'm gonna get all of you out.
Last thing.
Money. Van, I'm gonna make you rich. I'm gonna make you rich. Now, before I got saved, I was gonna be rich. I was gonna be a famous football star, and I was gonna be living in California. I was gonna have a light-skinned, beautiful wife, and anyway, didn't work out. But I was gonna be rich. And God said, as time goes on, God fixes me and straightens me. And I said, man, I don't want you rich in money. Money ain't the thing. I need you rich in love. 1 Corinthians talking about the greatest gift. The greatest gift. More than faith. More than hope. Is love. I want you to be rich in love. 1 Corinthians 13. You remember first line of the verse, it starts out, love is two things. Y'all remember what it says? Love is patient and kind. Patient and kind. I'm going to make you rich. I want you to be patient and kind. I'm going to make you rich. You got to understand, God is full of love. He's rich in love. Matter of fact, in heaven, you got to be rich. You got to have love. Hate is poor. There's no poverty in heaven. Did you know that? There's no hate in heaven. None. So if you come near poor, you can't get in. You got to come rich. There's only love. And love is patient, and love is kind. And so God will work on you. He said, Van, I'm trying to get you rich. And so I'm going to work on you, Van, because I started this work, and I'm going to end it. What I said I'm going to do, I'm going to do. I'm going to make you rich. And so we're going to work on patience and kindness. And I'm going to send people your way. And you remember, I'm God. I can do anything. Did you know everybody I send your way, I did it on purpose? I know what I do. I sent everybody you meet your way. I set everything, every situation, every circumstance. You're here and Paul is out there. At this time, I set this all up. Everything you face, your family, everything, I set it all up because I started this work. I'm all powerful. I can do it and I'm going to finish it. And there's nobody that can stop me. And I'm going to make you rich in love. You know, love is patient and love is kind. And so we're going to work on this because a great teacher, one of the things about a great teacher is repetition of teacher, repetition, teacher. And you'll go over and over and over until you get it. So we're going to work on it. Man, why? Yeah, I was going to ask God. I said, God, why you got me here in Socrates High School with these crazy kids? Patience. Kindness. I'm going to teach you. We're going to get you rich, man. We're going to work on it. You know, and I know you've been losing your money, but we're going to keep working until you gain some more money. You need to work on your patience and your kindness, because I'm going to get you rich. Because you ain't going to heaven with any kind of hate. God, why I'm dealing with these people? Why I got to meet this person and that person? Why I got to deal with that person? We working on, we're going to get you some more. We're going to get you rich in love. We're going to work on, we're going to have patience and we're going to have kindness. And if you don't get it right the first time, we're going to do it Tuesday. And if you don't get it right on Tuesday, guess what? Guess who you're going to meet on Wednesday? And if you don't get it this week, guess who you're going to meet next year? And if you don't get it right this year, guess who you're going to meet next year? Guess if you don't get it right this decade, guess who you're going to meet for the next decade? We're going to work on it. I'm going to get you right. You're going to see people. You're going to meet people. You're going to say, oh, my God. And God said, I want you to be patient. And I want you to be kind. Oh, you lost money today. We're going to have to work back on this again. All right? You invested. You had $10 and you just lost it all. All right? Well, we got to work on it because I got to get you rich. Got to work on you because you need patience and kindness. I want you rich in love. Love is in heaven. That's how you make it. Ain't no hate there. Make a little bit of sense? Because sometimes I'm wondering, like, God, why do I got to deal with this person? Why I meet this person? Why I'm going through this? Working on you, man. I'm going to make you rich in love. He's working on us. He's working on us. What he said he's going to do, he's going to do. Does that make sense? Father, I love you and I thank you and I praise you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for loving us, Father. Thank you for working on us. Thank you for starting a good work and you're going to finish it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed today.